This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Happy Friday to you. Todd Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Kevin Flynn is here.
Yo.
Steve Hallstrom is going to be joining us today with live reports from Justice Island. He's chatting with one of the protesters right now that are marching in downtown Fargo. Let's see what she says here.
Issues are, like my parents, they don't realize the problems and the realities. So, hopefully by protesting that more people can realize that there's real problems going on and that it's not just some, you know, fake news thing, that people just want to cause violence, that there's a real problem.
Have you been to any of the other events that have happened the last couple of weeks here?
No, I haven't.
Okay. First time to come on and do this? Okay. All right. Well, ladies, thank you for visiting. Looks like it's great weather day, so hope it's a meaningful day for you. Thanks for
Steve Hallstrom will be reporting with more as we go throughout the day. There's probably 100 people there tops right now, and it started 7 minutes ago, so it's not a huge event. They are marching at 10 o'clock from Island Park or Justice Island. Or is it CHOP? Or is it Chaz? I can't remember. Did I tell you that Fargo was North Dakota, Seattle? Did I tell you? And
yeah.
They're renaming parks.
Yeah.
I told you.
Uh-huh.
I warned you.
Oh, it just keeps coming. I mean, Duluth wants, did you see the mayor of Duluth wants to drop the term chief for many of the job titles? They said they're taking down, they're taking down Cal Griffin, the statue of Cal Griffin at Target Field because of a racist comment he made in 1978.
No, wait a minute.
Griffith, not in.
Griffith, anyway. Sorry, yeah, Griffith, yeah, Cal. Cal Griffith, yep.
Uncle
yep.
Cal, no.
Cal.
Evidently, Jesse told me about this earlier, and I understand that it is the twins that took it down. I thought it was like mob taking it down, ripping it down.
No.
We had AC Peter on this morning. Yeah, the twins did it.
Yep.
Minnesota Twins announcing Juneteenth. They've removed a statue of former Cal Griffith from Target Field over racist comments he made in the 70s. Griffith, the man credited with moving the franchise to Minnesota in 1961, was memorialized with a statue at the ballpark in 2010. Quite appropriate when they put up Target Field to say, here's the guy that brought the Twins here.
Yeah.
He moved the Twins here. How many black Americans have better lives because the Minnesota Twins came to the Twin Cities?
Oh.
Right? I mean,
right?
Players, Tony Oliva, Rod Carew. I mean, I can go on and on and on. How about the people in the stands? How about the people that, made a living because the Twins were there? Black lives were better because the Minnesota Twins came there. Now, evidently, in 1978, Cal Griffith went to some Lions Club dinner in Waseca, Minnesota, and gave a speech, and someone there, by the way, it was a reporter.
Yep.
Heard him say that he brought the team to Minnesota because there was few black people here. By the way, is that true? I don't know if it's true or not. Did the guy hear what he wanted to hear? Was it, in other words, if Cal Griffith's speech at the Lions Club dinner was in fact, the only reason he came here because there's a few black people, we wanted to get away from the black people, whatever, some horrible thing like that. So the Twins say his disparaging words displayed a blatant intolerance and disregard for the black community that are on the antithesis of what the Minnesota Twins stand for and value.
But, anything remotely resembling that in today, come on, if we're going to get rid of Aunt Jemima, then we got to get rid of that, too.
Well, it truly is a sign of the times we're living in.
If we're going to be consistent,
yeah. Is white bread on the chopping block next? I'm just wondering.
Or
Betty White.
Can we stop this insanity, people?
I know!
Can we just stop this insanity? It fixes nothing.
It's unreal.
It fixes nothing. Nancy Pelosi, same thing. She takes the four Speaker of the House portraits off the gallery of speakers. Because why?
I can't wait to hear this one.
Let me tell you the real reason after I tell you her reason. Her reason was these four served during the Confederacy. And therefore, They cannot be honored in the halls of Congress, and she took them down, okay? The real reason is she's pandering. And so are the Minnesota Twins, and
you
it makes
think?
Me ill. And by the
That's
way,
what all this is pandering.
Exactly. Carl Pollad's family, you know, his sons, they're liberal, white, rich guys, okay? And liberal, rich, white guys think if they do stuff like this, they'll be better liked by people in the black community. There's no amount of, you know, any... Oh, this is just driving me crazy.
Deep breath, Scott.
They pledged to spend $25 million to push for racial justice in the Twin Cities. Well, that's a good thing. Do that. I'm all for that. I don't know what that means. I'd love to know what your idea of racial justice is and where it's wrong and how your money
will
be used.
Don't you think that goes further than the tearing down of a statue, though?
Yeah. Now, they quote Twins legend Rod Carew, who played under Griffith, in a statement today, saying that while he was angered by Griffith's hurtful comments at the time, Griffith's views on race changed over the years. In my view, Calvin made a horrible mistake while giving that speech in 1978. I have no idea what happened that day, but who among us has not made a mistake? He added, I have long forgiven Cal for his insensitive comments and do not believe he was a racist. That was my personal experience with Calvin Griffith prior to or following that day in 1978. There you go.
Powerful word in there.
Exactly.
Forgive.
And you think anybody,
forgiven.
You think anybody other than Rod Carew is going to know what this guy's like when he's working for him?
Exactly.
Okay? And he says what? Who among us hasn't made a mistake? So, you know, again, should Cal Griffith's statue go down by the Minnesota Twins? Absolutely not. You know what? If I'm the Minnesota Twins, I'd maybe take it down before some mob does. I can see some sense in that, but it's total pandering. Cal Griffith's statue belongs at Target Field. Cal Griffith is the reason the Minnesota Twins are in Minnesota, for crying out loud.
And I always go to Scotty. Yeah. I go to why. Why are you taking this?
You just said it, Scott. They're taking it down so it doesn't get destroyed, and if you do it in the name of, we can't have this statue here, and you take that side, then you won't get that pushback from them to say, we need to destroy that thing.
I just have a simple question for both of you guys.
Brought right back
just
up.
A quick question for both of you. Does this fix it? Does the Aunt Jemima and the Uncle Ben's and the...
Fix nothing.
And does this make it all go
not.
Away?
Especially no. when you look at who Aunt Jemima was, you know, yeah. named after. Mm-hmm. And that success story. If you anything, wanna... and we've fired another... Like American woman. I mean, come on. What does it solve? You're right.
It's insanity. It's insanity. And I believe it's meant to divide us. I believe it's the work of the devil. Don't make me play Paul Harvey if I were the devil. But you can see how this works. You can see how we have to dust it off about every quarter, don't we, Todd? Every 3 months or so, there's some other example.
I know we should. Yeah, a little reminder every so often.
Yeah. It's just...
It's so epic
sad.
Because it was 1965. It's right, like he was seeing way into the future.
But if you want to unpack all this, you want to make sense of what's on your TV screen, I'll give you one word. Devil. This is darkness. This is dividing people. This is getting people to, you know, oh, if they tear that down, that'll be... There'll be no stop. There'll be no end to this. That's exactly what the devil wants.
You bet he does.
It's ridiculous. It's meant to divide us. I'm not taking the debate. I love everybody. You hear me? I love everybody. Because that's exactly what I'm called to do. Love like I've been loved. And if we just do that, things will go away. We won't have any more municipal courts being closed in Fargo, or Fargo Public Libraries closed, or City Hall closed, or Wells Fargo boarded up because of a protest being planned by people who are, you know, protest happy. Want to rename Island Park, Justice Island, and the mayor of Fargo has to cite imminent danger and issue an executive order? What in the world is going on? Ty, maybe you can tell me. You're first up today on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello.
Good morning, friends. Hey, I just want to chime in on a couple points. You guys, I don't know if you remember, back in the old days, there's the Schoolhouse Rock days and Saturday cartoons. There were these little shorts they used to do, and this one short was kind of neat. It was a grandfather and a small boy on a little rowboat in a lake, and the little boy looked at the father and said, the grandfather was talking about his black friend, and the grandfather cut him off and said, son, he's not your black friend, he's your friend. He doesn't matter his skin color. And I saw that when I was probably 6 or 7 years old. I lived by that policy my whole life. It just seemed like common sense. That being said, I'm not taking away from anybody's troubles and other people have hardships, but the point, a couple points I want to make is, A, I moved here 8 years ago from the East Coast, brash, loud, some bad mouth once in a while, and I had to personally acclimate to the Midwest way in order for me to find my niche and be successful. I didn't tell Minnesotans they need to change for me. I didn't tell North Dakotans they need to change for me. I came here to be part of the Midwest culture, to grow in it and excel in it and be part of it and contribute to it. It was hard. I didn't understand why I was being judged. I thought I was being judged, but then I realized, hey, I'm not being judged. It's just it is what it is. There's a culture here. And it's not a white culture. It's not a black culture. It's a Midwest culture. People need to be prepared to adjust. If you move to New York City, you better be prepared to talk fast, game on, and be having a hustle if you want to survive. Every place has its place. It's got nothing to do with skin color.
It's good points. You really said it well, Ty. I appreciate that very much. Thank you. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest. Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spiced moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I met her in a club down in North Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You know, despite all the uncertainty in the world today, North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry wants you to know we'll be back better than ever. Just look at the oil price and how that's continued to inch upward there. It's coming back. It's coming back. $40 at $40 in futures this morning. So We'll take that, right? So just know that it's coming back. Question of when and how and, you know, all the different... This industry is so resilient. They just know how this works. So they're also committed to using the talent and the resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for families, friends, and neighbors. And together, we can make North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org. Is Mayor Mahoney still gathered around with the reporters there? Okay, go back to Justice Island, downtown Fargo. This is Mayor Tim Mahoney here.
And you need to work on anything where you have hate for somebody for their color. I mean, it's just, you got to get rid of that. And you look more to this character and what he proves in his character and what other people do. I've been very impressed with Dylan's friends. They've come over, they've been polite, oftentimes introduce themselves to me, and then tell Dylan they don't believe me that I'm the mayor, so it's one of those types of things. You've had great experiences.
Dylan, do you know what your what are your plans after high school? Do you know?
Well, I plan on going to college. I kind of want to. I either want to start my own business because I've always loved the idea of doing that, and it seems interesting. And I always kind of, marketing is kind of my thing. I always kind of love doing that. Or if that doesn't work out, I plan on being a lawyer.
No.
And I just love learning about the law and different things that are there and what people can and can't do. It's actually just comforting to know my rights and what I have.
What about politics? You're on the table?
Politics? Well, see, I'm for the people. And what the people want is what I want. Majority rules, and that's how I see things. That's cool. How I think it feels with that.
He has a brother who's a lawyer, so the two of them argue quite frequently, so it's fun to watch. Ryan said, Dylan.
Mayor Tim Mahoney has come down to the rally today and brought with him some folks that evidently are in his neighborhood that he knows, and they're sharing their comments back and forth, which is interesting. A lot of the reporters gathered around them. Our own Steve Alstrom is down there. Going to check in with him in a little bit here. Find out. In fact, you can give Steve. Well, I guess we'll wait for the press conference because we don't want him to have to walk away from the press conference. And we just learned that Dave St. Peter, president of Minnesota Twins, not able to join us today. He's managing a little bit of a firestorm down there. But
I bet.
Uncle Cal. So we'll reschedule that conversation. Love Dave. Good man. My big question for him today had nothing to do with statues because I didn't know that was going to happen. But I did want to find out when they're going to play ball again. You know, and we can just. Literally get to the table and figure this out. You think everything Americans have been through, this COVID nightmare and then the racial tension, baseball bring you back to a sense of normalcy and they're just fighting in a stupid, like petty, selfish, greedy way.
There's no doubt. There's no question. These are greedy players that want all their money, and they're not willing to compromise or settle on it, and it's ridiculous.
It's a bad luck.
Go to the Red Hawks.
It's a bad luck.
Support the Red Hawks.
Boys, it's a bad luck. Yeah, exactly. Henry Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good morning. Hey, first I want to say thanks. You have a great web page. It was the only place I could find the information on what Mahoney said. So you had a great web page. I looked it up on your web page. Secondly, I'd like to know what concessions Mahoney made to the Black Lives Matter terrorist group when he first started with these guys. Do you know?
Well, I think I know that they, for instance, he invited them to a meeting, and at the meeting was West Fargo Mayor Bernie Dardis and Moorhead Mayor Jonathan Judd, Police Chief Dave Todd, the superintendent of Fargo Public Schools was there, and they had a pretty good-sized group, and they came to have a meeting, and evidently there was an agenda laid out by the mayor, and they basically got there and ripped up the agenda and said, "Here's the deal: we're not at your meeting. You're going to listen to us," which is, I don't know, gutsy, I guess, and a little bit what we would consider rude, but I think the mayor was smart, and the others just sat there and listened and let them vent a little bit and said, "Okay, let's figure this out." And they wanted to do, you know, this march and that march and this march and this and that and the other thing, and ultimately. They came together and put on an event that pulled off without a hitch and was a lot of love and everything else. Then, one of the organizers on Facebook the Sunday after that, glowing about what a great event it was and how well they're getting together. And they have some demands. One of them had to do with an individual that was hurt at the protest the night things got really ugly. They're claiming that he was run over by someone that, you know, targeted him because of his race and because he was protesting. That, of course, is a decision that goes from the Fargo Police Department to the state's attorney, Bert Burdick. So they can demand all kinds of things of the mayor on that, which they have. He can't do anything about it. It's not up to him. You know, that's you do an investigation and you get to the bottom of it and you announce that. So that's what they're doing over there. I'm trying to think what else there was. So it was basically how the protest would go off, situation with the one arrest. And I think he's signing a proclamation or something today related to Juneteenth. They have a rather lengthy list of demands, but as far as what he's given, I think it's been pretty reasonable, to tell you the truth, Henry.
Well, I thought they also wanted no charges against the protesters that were destroying the vinyl taco, the hodo, all that stuff. To me, when these people come to a meeting, they should be slapped in cuffs until they pay for overtime of the cops, the cleanup of downtown, and the reparations to the business they burnt out. These people are terrorists, and they need to be treated as such. There's no negotiations accepted.
Yeah, and I think there's something else you need to realize when, you know, here's what happens. A lot of times, you know, these thugs that come into, and by the way, a thug to me is not black, white, native, nothing. A thug to me is an action. A thug to me is someone that breaks windows. A thug to me is someone that throws bricks. A thug to me is someone that terrorizes people. That's
criminal.
Yes,
it's criminal.
That's what I mean by thug. I've been called a racist before for using the term thug. I'm talking about lawbreakers, okay? I know a thug when I see one. It has nothing to do with the color of their skin. So, and by the way, these protests have as many white people as they do black people. You haven't noticed. There's white, you know, liberals throughout. Pelican Rapids the other day, 7, 8, 9, 10 people. 9 of them white, 1 of them black. So, you know, it isn't a race thing to me. But what I was going to say, Henry, is what happens is when there's an arrest and then a conviction, if there's enough of those on misdemeanors or, you know, whatever charges they are, at some point then, when a third or a fourth is committed at one of the other, for these folks that are moving from place to place, if they have a couple of these, there's federal charges. You can put them away for a while. So that's the importance of, while it might not be a big charge for what they did in Fargo, when they try it in Minneapolis and then they try it in, you know, Duluth and then they go to, you know, wherever, then it becomes serious. And you'll have a serious deterrent of people pulling that crap if there is actually real charges. So I agree with you. There should be charges. Wrongdoing is wrongdoing, period. But again, the mayor wouldn't have a say in that. The mayor doesn't get to say, no, let's not have charges. That's the county attorney that does that. So they can demand it all they want of them, but that doesn't mean they're going to get it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So is it true that they don't have a permit for today, or did they get a permit?
They did not get a permit, from what I understand, and the reason they did not get a permit is because they said they're going to stay on the sidewalk, not on the roadway. They're not blocking anything. They're not shutting anything down. They're going on public spaces. The park's a public space. The sidewalks leading to City Hall is a public space. So that's why they didn't. Now, the second they step off, my question is, what happens then? And we got to think about that. Henry, appreciate the call. Good questions. Thanks for the compliment on the website, too. More coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The now former Atlanta police officer charged with murdering a black suspect in a Wendy's parking lot a week ago is expected to appear in court today. Garrett Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen counts, including felony murder, for the death of Rayshard Brooks a week ago tonight. Hundreds of President Trump's supporters are already in line for tomorrow night's campaign rally in Tulsa. Attendees have to sign a waiver saying they won't sue the Trump campaign if they get sick.
But Oklahoma health workers have sent a letter to the mayor of Tulsa urging him to cancel the rally over COVID-19 concerns. After meeting with the Oklahoma governor, President Trump said of the rally plan,
"One of the reasons we chose your state, as you know, Kevin, was that you've done so well with the COVID."
For the third time, Twitter has flagged one of President Trump's tweets, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Require a good meal to kick you off for the weekend, and the folks at PetroServe USA never, never, never disappoint. Barbecue chicken sandwich today if you're anywhere near the 12th Avenue Fargo I-29 location. Really good. Up at Harwood I-29 there, two sloppy joes and chips. How about Valley City? Great store. Love that store. Best convenience store, I believe, in all of North Dakota. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Great food. Love their burgers, too. Remember, all these lunch specials come with two sides and a bun, too. And also, there's beef ravioli or chicken tenders today at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. PetroServe USA. All the locations. Great home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. You can't beat it. Stop and see them. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, back to your calls at 800-228-0550, your text at 701-367-2054, or Todd at 701-226-8503. After we check in with Steve Holstrom, who is live at Justice Island today, downtown Fargo, newly named, just like Chaz in Seattle, we have Justice Island in downtown Fargo, renamed by the Black Lives Matter / One Fargo entity. And what set the scene for us? Last time we talked to you, there were probably 10, 20 people there. What's the numbers now, Steve?
Yeah, quite a few people now here. I would guess, I'm bad at guessing crowds, maybe 150 people or so. Organizers have showed up, and program is about to begin momentarily here at the gazebo at Island Park. I would say that 90% of people here are white, 10% are black, and everybody seems to have a smile on their face. Everybody's in a good mood. A lot of signs today. I visited with a handful of people already here today and asked them why you're here. And talked to three high school-age girls from West Fargo and two from Moorhead and asked them why they were here. And they said, we just want to draw attention that people have a tough road right now. And we want everybody to know that we support that everybody matters and all lives are equal. And we're just out here to make sure that everybody knows that this whole community stands behind people of color who are trying to find a better way. We had a, I guess you might call it an impromptu press conference with Mayor Tim Mahoney and his son Dylan a few minutes ago. Dylan is black, and I don't know if a lot of people know that, but Mayor Mahoney has a son who is going to be a senior at Davies High School in Fargo, who is black himself. And so the mayor and Dylan were kind of talking about some of the conversations they've had and how that's helped them kind of understand different things. And the mayor said, not too much has happened recently in Dylan's life, but there were some things when he was younger that were difficult to see and difficult to see him go through, but it's helped us understand the issue better. So certainly Mayor Mahoney has a perspective on what it's like to have a black person in their immediate family. So he's going to be addressing the crowd here in a couple minutes as they'll have some sort of a little assembly here at about 9:30 or so before they begin the march to downtown Fargo, then to City Hall coming up at 10 o'clock today.
I was aware that Mayor Mahoney had a black son. My daughter actually went to school with Dylan for a time, but I think that was a classy, if that's the right term, or you know, smart move to sort of just recognize people that are screaming and hollering at the mayor for this, that, or the other thing. That he certainly has the ability to understand the differences. His own son is a different color. So I think that was great. I'm glad he did that. And I know he's talking about the neighbor kids and kind of their conversations and what they talk about together. And I think that's good to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it gives you an understanding that he has been through it. He's seen it. And it's something that his heart is soft about. So, you know, with Mayor Jonathan Judd and Moorhead being a black man himself and Mayor Mahoney having a black son, certainly these guys, you know, I think are well-positioned to understand and probably help bring about some change to some certain things. And both have said that, you know, they want to do what they can to help make sure that everybody feels welcome in this community, as we all do. So there are, I think, a number of reasons to believe that there can be some change here as time goes on. And I think we had a group of people in our studio last night talking about this, and it seems like there's maybe a bit of a disparity with some members of the black community here in the metro area. Some want to pivot off of awareness and issues and, okay, we understand and let's talk about solutions. Others say we still need more to be done about telling people about what the plight of black residents is. So I think that's going to be the question. How many marches, demonstration, protests, and then when does that pivot into sitting down and talking and trying to get some things established and accomplished with the cities?
There is sort of hanging over all of this with a cloud, the recognition that Mayor Mahoney saw enough concern to cite imminent danger and issue an executive order and close a number of facilities today. Have you seen anything that would suggest that there's anything they're worried about from a violent standpoint or anything else?
No, not at all. I would say in just walking around and visiting with a few people earlier and just kind of seeing the demeanor of people. I'm sure there are people that have weapons here. It would be foolish to think that there aren't. But there doesn't seem to be anybody who's here that's not glad to be here. Way more smiles than there are frowns or angry faces, anything like that. And right now it's just a beautiful summer day with a bunch of people getting together who want to say what's on their mind.
All right, we'll check in a little later on. We will have Facebook Live coverage of that on the Facebook pages and websites as well as this goes on, because they're going to march after this program down to City Hall, and that's going to be the $64,000 question. They did not get a permit, even though one was asked of them, and they plan to evidently stay on public spaces. That means sidewalks, so we'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted right here on the program. Texture says, if it's all about Black Lives Matter, why is there only 10% black people there? I think the whole Black Lives Matter movement, this is Scott Hannon's opinion, is a product of white liberals. It's a product of white liberals who use race for political gain. And I don't know about you, but I happen to notice it always flares up about election time.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question?
Always seems to be a little election time, yeah.
Maybe you and Todd, and you go to the BLM website, and there's donate, and there's all this stuff about Act Blue, and it's pretty obvious where that money's going. But, you know, if they really want some change, I mean, have you guys seen any of the millions of dollars that BLM collects going back into, I don't know, building a school, a playground, community, projects and things?
Love
where
to know where all that money's going.
Really, yeah. Need it? I mean, I think the answer is no, not one ever. You know where that money's going? It's going to campaign costs.
Exactly.
Texter says, is it just me or are the liberal TV channels pandering to Black Lives Matter?
Oh.
I've seen much more black-dominated shows than ever before. That includes Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. They want to tear down our history via statues or history books. They're going to rue the day. They're going to rue the day. Well, I've seen a lot of the commercials and whatnot. Look, I think everybody feels the tension, right? I mean, we're in North Dakota. We feel the tension. There's been tense times. We have the history of no dapple, so we live this. Black Lives Matter, we're there. So I get that. And to the extent that people want to turn down the temperature and try and just heal a little bit, that's great. To the extent they want to pander, it makes me sick. Jamie in Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, Scott.
I didn't really feel like calling in today, but when you started interviewing your mayor there, it kind of fired me up to call in a little bit. Is this Black Lives Matter? Have they ever mentioned one time where any of these, you know, self-loathing white liberals that show up there, have they ever mentioned? They always talk about retraining the police. Maybe they should talk about retraining, you know, some of the black community not to break the damn law all the time, because they get arrested at twice the rate of white people. That's not me saying that. That's FBI statistics. Okay? And just because you're getting arrested doesn't mean it's racist. It means you're breaking the law. And I ain't saying some of that isn't, you know, uncalled for, but when you're breaking the law at twice the rate, you're having far more interactions with the police. So your chances of getting roughed up by them when you get out of hand with them are obviously far more than any other race. But, you know, it's all about the police, and, you know, white people need to understand. Well, maybe, and by the way, black people, you're not any more unracist than a white person is, so you can get over that. I think Leon kind of addressed that with his comments, which I appreciated. But, you know, look in the mirror a little bit and quit blaming everything on Whitey and the police, because a lot of us out here don't say nothing. I say something because I'm sick of it. I'm fed up. You can call me racist all you want. I don't give a damn about it anymore. Go for it. You know, a lot of people think what I'm saying. So, you know, what you're doing, I don't know if you're really helping ourselves by doing this anymore. I think they're ticking people off more, but I guess we'll find out. I could be way off. But
Did you know, Jamie, that a police officer's chance of getting killed by a black assailant is 18 and a half times higher than the chance of an unarmed black person being killed by a cop?
I didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise me.
And obviously, when police officers in tense, unknown circumstances hesitate to act, what happens?
Yeah, then the cop's going to get it.
They die.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this is what, you know, and to your point earlier to say, hey, at what point is there sort of a protester reform effort, right? St. Paul, Minnesota, you know, you're in the streets. I see the signs from my own eyes, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon.
Yeah.
Protesters in New York chanting, what do you want? Dead cops? When do you want it, now? Or, you know, the African American Defense League rather urging followers to hold a barbecue and sprinkle pig's blood? I mean, they said this stuff on Facebook. I'm not making it up.
I know, man. I know it. And you know what, Scott? What really gets me, too, is you can't even bring up facts and have an honest conversation, because when you do, when you bring up facts, guess what? You're immediately a damn racist.
You're racist!
You're racist right away.
That's a weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm done. You're a racist. I'm done.
Yep, they're screaming that at the radio at me right now. Guaranteed they are.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie, thanks for the call.
Hey, just so you know, I'm not. Yep, thanks. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. We know you're not. Texter says, Scott, I wonder if using the facts and statistics of whites, blacks, all ethnic groups killed by cops will help people understand the actual stats. Whites by far are killed more than blacks. It may help reinforce the opinion of some people that see common sense in this. I think it helps nothing with the protest community, because they live for this. Again, Black Lives Matter is a political organization. It's not about reforming anything. It's not about changing anything. They give their money. They ask you for money, and they give it to Democratic candidates.
Yep.
So they're using bad things that happen to black people as a way to gain politically. And no amount of facts is going to change their mind.
There's another float in the pandering parade I got to tell you about coming up next.
We have another float.
You're going to love it.
In the pandering parade, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. By the way, don't forget to let me give you details on a movie that my friend Leon Francis is challenging all of us to see this weekend. Larry Elder's got it out there, called Uncle Tom. Gotta see it.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4, come on in to PetroServe USA.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Piper's Auction Company. Still some June left to sell some things, including 320 acres in Burleigh County. That's happening at 10 a.m. on the 25th. July, we have Eddy County, 584 acres on the 16th. The Pierce County, 160 acres, 10 a.m., 35 acres in Cass on July 21st. So we'll keep going there. There's a 10-acre building site at home near Ada, Minnesota, that opens mid-July, July 16th, closes July 21st. Exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Tuttle, Bismarck, Steele, and Bowman. Check all of these Pipers auctions out online at Pipers.com and lots more land and equipment auctions, Pipers.com. Steve Hallstrom is live, downtown Fargo, Island Park / Justice Island, site of the Fargo One Fargo Black Lives Matter protest today. There is a program underway. Steve, how's the program going?
Yeah, good. They're about 15 minutes into it. The leader, Wes Filame, who's one of the leaders of One Fargo and Black Lives Matter, is addressing the crowd right now. He's been sort of the point person for public communication all along with this. There's probably a crowd of, oh, I would guess maybe 150 to 200 people possibly here, most of them white, a few of them black. I would say maybe 80% white and 20% black here. Mayor Mahoney is here along with his son Dylan, who happens also to be black. They are on the stage at Island Park, but early in the press conference, or early in this addressing the crowd, Wes Filame called out Mayor Mahoney and said, you issued a declaration, state of emergency, and by doing that, you've kept people away from here today. So he's blaming the mayor that there's not a larger turnout here. He's saying you're stoking fear when all I see is a bunch of people here that are here to peacefully protest and also able to sorry, I'm being told I'm talking too loud, so let me sneak back away here a little bit. So overall, I think the message has been everybody wants to be here, you know, just for peace. You're going to be no trouble here today, but we want to let people know that there is a system of injustice in this country, and Fargo Police has not been a good public partner and a good public ally here in helping promote the conversation and letting the message out. So that's been the comments so far.
Interesting. Well, you know, I think the confrontation these folks just seem to crave leads me to believe that there's no positive outcome that can come from this, right? I mean, so there are credible threats, you'd have to assume, for the mayor to do what he did. And then now that's the reason there's nobody there. I mean, when do they own anything in the way of, you know, maybe it's protest fatigue. Has he thought of that? You can shout that out from the crowd for me. See what kind of response you get.
I'm not sure how to answer that question.
You're not helping, Scott.
I probably won't do that. So
you probably won't
we'll
do
let
that.
We'll let someone else shout that out.
All right. I don't know. I mean, is it always somebody else's fault? Always some grievance? Always some, you know.
Victim mentality.
Even when you're right there. My gosh. Anyway, let's hope things continue to go well. Thanks for the update. Steve will check in a little later with us on the program today on What's on Your Mind. Let's see here. We should probably get our caller from Spearfish, South Dakota in here, concerned about radio personalities disappearing. I don't know how we can help this person, but we'll listen and find out. Hello, GL. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'm live and direct in Belo, Wyoming. I changed location since I called in to let you know that you're in seven states instead of six. I'm in northeastern Wyoming right now, just west of Spearfish.
Well, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm coming down to the Black Hills.
But the topic I wanted to talk about was I wanted to ask Mr. Mitchell there at KFYR why he gave he fired and gave 3 or 4 weekend radio personalities their pink slips and fired them. Crystal and Mike Wagner and Brian, they used to be suburb weekend radio personalities there.
Mike and Brian have not been.
My radio requests for.
Gary, do you want an answer or do you want to just filibuster here?
Go ahead, give me your answer, Todd.
Mike and Brian do still work for us. Crystal was part of a downsizing across the company that was widely publicized back in January.
And guessing wasn't your decision, Todd, probably. He should maybe call Bob Pittman. Call down to the world headquarters of iHeartMedia about the downsizing.
But Mike and Brian do still.
Right, you know. There you go. So two of the three you mentioned, she'll able to serve you over the airwaves. Glad you're listening in Wyoming, and we'll see you in the Black Hills in just a few short days. I am delighted to be heading down there. The President of the United States is coming to Rapid City, Black Hills, Mount Rushmore, July the 3rd. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to have a little event before the president's fireworks on the 3rd. So if you're coming down with us, Main Street Square, Rapid City, okay? Stay tuned for more details on that next week. David in San Francisco, let's get you in here quickly. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks. I'm kind of surprised to hear about the Rapid City event he's got up at Mount Rushmore. I noticed that down in Tulsa, he doesn't have insurance on that building, and he's making people sign a waiver. So I wonder if the Mount Rushmore event, they've got insurance also. You know, Trump is like a welfare cheat. He comes in, causes a whole bunch of expense, and he never pays.
I'm just curious, did you think the same of the protests that we've seen all across the country? Huh? You wondered where the waivers were, or whether just kind of curious if that was a topic in San Francisco.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.